Welcome back to the CCT by DDT podcast. My name is Kobe Clark.
And my name is Chris Morris.
Yes, this is our wrestling podcast that we said would be a weekly thing, but last week we did not upload.
Yeah. weird week last week, but we're back. Yeah, Unfortunately, there will be no episode Friday.
Yeah, we have Thanksgiving, of course, so it's only a two-day week this week. And, yes. Of course, last week we were busy with Monday and Friday, of course, being very busy days.
Yes. But since this is Thanksgiving week, we have to talk about the Thanksgiving pay-per-view, Survivor Series.
My favorite. Honestly, one of my favorite.
Yeah, it's everyone's
favorite. The top three.
It's part of the big four of the WWE pay-per-views.
Of course. Do you ever, like, what do you remember, like, your first early remembrances of this pay-per-view?
Of this pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I remember there was a spinoff pay-per-view. I don't remember if you remember it. Bragging Rights?
Oh, I remember that.
Yes, I remember Bragging Rights very well. Just like this, you know, Team SmackDown versus Team Raw, yada yada, winner gets the Bragging Rights.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then they just made it part of Survivor Series, which made it better.
I remember one year they had NXT involved in it, so it was like the Nexus and Raw and SmackDown. So it's kind of like a prequel.
I was just about to say, well, speaking of NXT being involved this year, NXT was involved in the match.
Could I tell you my early memories of Survivor Series?
Sure.
It was around 2007 or 2006. It was one of those. It was when there was a 5-on-5 match. DX, the Hardy Boys, and CM Punk, and they faced off against, I think, Mike Knox and, like, Randy Orton, Edge, and two others. But I know, like, Team DX, like, won the whole thing, like, sweeped them 5-0.
All right. Well, we are on a short time schedule, just a little bit.
We do. Yeah, we can't just go in-depth on a lot of things.
So let's start off with the kickoff show. Tag Team Battle Royale. Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode won for SmackDown.
Okay, so we need to keep track. We're going to keep track of you
for
you
guys. Oh,
I
already have all the tracks at the bottom.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to keep track for myself. I was just going to go in notes real quick and add it. But yeah, who do they defeat exactly?
They defeated the OC, Street Profits.
Wow, I'm surprised.
I'm trying to see who was for NXT. The Forgotten Sons, Lucha House Party, Zack Ryder, Curt Hawkins, Imperium, Heavy Machinery, Breezango, Revival, OC, and Street Profits.
I'm not going to lie, I feel like Street Profits should have won that match.
Yeah, they need to be built more so they can start contending for that tag team title.
For sure.
Because they were dominant on NXT, I can't wait for them to be dominant on Monday Night Raw. So glad they switched over.
So yeah, that's one. I mean, I just don't like how Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode are tag partners. I don't think that's
a good
direction.
I kind of like it. It was just out of nowhere, and these two aren't being used for anything.
That's true.
So might as well.
All right, so yeah, SmackDown is up against all brands, 1-0. Yes.
But next is the Cruiserweight Championship. Leo Rush, the champion, defeats Kalisto and Akira Tozawa.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think they would get rid of the title.
Yeah,
I don't. If it wasn't for the title, then it'd be a different story.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the title, I'd say Tozawa would win. He's a very good Cruiserweight.
I would think. I would have thought
I didn't know he was on Raw.
I didn't know either.
But since it was for the title, I didn't see the title going to a different brand.
For sure. I mean, Leo Rush, I feel like, ever since he left Bobby Lashley, like, he's just been a way better.
Yes.
Like, he's always been a great mic worker, but I think he's just improved in the ring a lot more now.
Yeah, all right. Well, last match of the kickoff show.
There's three. Wow.
Yeah. The Tag Team Championships. So, Viking Raiders versus Undisputed Era versus New Day. The Viking Raiders won. Which... I'm not a fan
of. I don't know about that.
I was big rooting for Undisputed Era.
I would have definitely rooted for Undisputed Era, but I wouldn't have been surprised if the New Day won. But
yeah. Well, seeing this, I guess it's obvious all three brands won a match in the kickoff show.
I don't blame it.
Show this, but fun fact, that was the only match I think Raw or SmackDown won. I'll remember once we get to the bottom.
Yeah, so pretty much they had three matches, and all three go to one team.
Yeah, all right. So next is the Women's Survivor Series, and Team NXT, Rhea Ripley pinned Sasha Banks for the win.
And that's NXT, of course.
Yeah, so Team NXT was Ripley, Candice, LeRae, and I can't even pronounce her name.
LaShawn?
No. Try to pronounce it.
Where's it at?
Last one in the bracket.
Oh, Io Shirai.
Oh, Io Shirai. I'm sorry.
You should be. She's a great wrestler.
Here's the teams. So, well, this is the order of elimination. It was Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
Sarah Logan was next. Carmella was next. Charlotte Flair was eliminated early.
Wow. Surprising.
Sasha Banks. Dana Brooke. Asuka left her team.
Dude, I actually like how she's heel. She looks good as a heel.
Oh, Flair didn't get eliminated. She pinned someone, but Lacey Evans got eliminated. And then Natalya. Toni Storm tapped out Banks and Natalya. And Belair.
Bianca Belair.
Yeah. One to a pinfall to Banks. All
okay. Right. I feel like we just don't have enough time to mention every.
Yeah, all right. We'll go faster. Yeah. I feel like this is important. I don't know if you knew anything about War Games. But
oh, yeah, I did. I watched.
Undisputed Era took on Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee. Yeah. Who else was it? Don't say the big
Ciampa?
Name. It was Ciampa, Lee.
Cole?
That was for.
Oh, him. No. He's that one guy with the long hair.
Matt Riddle.
Yeah, Riddle.
Matt Riddle and surprise guest Kevin Owens.
I saw that. I like that. Really good.
Kevin Owens never got to compete in War Games before he left NXT. Came back, looked great in it. As a surprise entrance.
Does that mean he's going to be with NXT?
No. There was a segment backstage where Rollins confronted Owens, and Owens said he's Team Red all the way.
What if he's lying?
All right. Mid-card championship. Roderick Strong versus Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles. Strong picks up the win.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. Yes. Last night. Stupid decision, I think. I don't think.
I don't know.
Strong should have won this at all.
I like Roderick Strong.
I don't like him that much. I just don't think he's that much I mean, he's talented, but he just doesn't have what AJ or Shinsuke do.
True. And what I wanted to see Shinsuke win be a heel move by pulling the person who hit their finisher out the ring and hitting the other.
Or, you know, AJ just gives Shinsuke a low blow like they used to do in 2018.
NXT Championship match, Pete Dunne lost to Adam Cole, so Adam Cole retains. I felt like that wasn't important. They had a match last night.
Yeah, that's not that important.
Pete Dunne won it, so he got to fight tonight.
So, yeah, pretty much right now, SmackDown and Raw each have one, while NXT's up three.
Yeah. Universal Championship, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, defeats Daniel Bryan, which was obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see Bryan
win. I love this rivalry, and it has The Miz in it, too, which is great. But at the same time, I don't see them taking the belt off The Fiend just
What do you
yet.
Mean, The Miz? What did The Miz do?
The Miz is involved in this rivalry. I don't know exactly how. I know he is.
I know he was on Miz TV.
Yeah, they had a match Friday night where it was Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. Daniel Bryan put The Miz in the corner. Lights went out. Lights came back on. It was The Fiend in the corner instead of The Miz.
That's weird. I don't like what they're doing to The Miz right now. I could literally rant for like an hour about it.
True. Rey Mysterio has a mental prepare session. Yada, yada. Men's Survivor Series, Roman Reigns defeats Keith Lee.
Now that was a good match.
Yes.
I didn't get to see it at all. SmackDown is up one. And I feel like Raw should have won this one. But I think since it all culminated on last Friday on Fox, I think SmackDown was going
to
win.
Yeah. All right. Now, this is the match I am willing to take time to talk about because it was a great match. Brock Lesnar defeats Rey Mysterio via pinfall to retain in a no-holds-barred match.
Oh, it was no-holds-barred? Yes. I didn't even know that.
Yes, it was I'm sorry. I dropped my phone. It was no-holds-bars, and so no rules. Great match. So let me tell you about some spots in this match, because I don't know if you've seen it.
Did you watch this?
No, I watched crap ton of highlights about it.
Okay.
So, Rey Mysterio has his lead pipe just going to town on Lesnar.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a great match. And then, tides turn, Lesnar's out there, you know, kind of taking it. Dominic runs out.
Oh, no.
Oh, it gets great. And I can't wait for this to be true. Dominic helps Trey, gets the upper hand back. They hit a tandem 619 and then back-to-back frog splashes.
You're kidding.
Oh, it was the greatest thing ever.
I need to watch this.
The crowd popped for it. It loved it.
Did you see him do it?
Dominic? Yeah, I saw them. It's on WWE's Twitter. Oh, it was good. It was a premier 619.
So it's not even like a Cesaro 619.
No. But let me tell you, that was they go for a double Rey Mysterio goes for the pin and Dominic lays on top of Rey to hopefully does it. he kicks out, and then German suplex to Dominic. He's out of the ring. And then Lesnar caught Rey Mysterio off the top rope into an F5 to finish it.
I feel like, man, I don't think Rey was going to win. But like,
I didn't think Rey was going to win either.
Brock Lesnar did seem like it did give you hope that he would have won.
I'm surprised Cain Velasquez wasn't involved in this match.
He's still injured, I think.
All right. Still, you know, you mess with my family. I bring out Cain Velasquez, Dominique's godfather. That's such a weird storyline.
I know. It's weird, but it
was literally, that match was literally just for Crown Jewel to make Crown Jewel seem better.
He'll
than
be back.
Is. He will.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be.
I don't know.
I'd rather have Tyson Fury come back than Kane.
Tyson Fury was really cool.
I know. I want to see him and Braun Strowman be a tag team.
I miss him.
All right. Overall grade to Survivor Series.
Who, man.
Oh, let me. Well, before we talk about that.
Was that all the matches?
Oh, no. There's one more. I completely forgot. The Women's Championship match, which was the main event. Shayna Baszler defeated Bayley and Becky Lynch. She made
so NXT just straight swooped this competition.
You know, I saw Baszler winning. I'm a huge Baszler fan. And the final results are Raw had one win, SmackDown had two wins, NXT had four wins.
See, like, I don't understand why give it to NXT in that Roderick Strong triple threat. I feel like if you give it to AJ, it would be more close.
Well, still, even if they gave it to AJ, NXT still would have won. I saw NXT winning this. I'm going to be real. They need to. They're trying to make NXT not the developmental brand anymore. They're going head-to-head with AEW.
Did you see highlights of like the Survivor Series matches?
No.
Okay. I was so confused. Like, how did the ring work? So, like, this team's over here. This team's over here.
I don't know.
Or do they, like, once he's eliminated, another one comes out of the back? I don't know.
You know, it could. Done either way. I'm sure if you look hard enough, there's highlights somewhere. Unfortunately, again, we didn't get to watch the match.
No, but we will be watching Monday Night Raw tonight.
Yes,
I know I will.
I will. I'm going to be packing for my trip and
where are you
watching
going?
Raw. I'm going to New York.
You didn't tell me this.
Yes, I'm going to New York for Thanksgiving to march in a parade. Well, I'm marching in a parade in Philadelphia. Then
are you
going to
be
York.
In the Macy's parade?
Not the Macy's parade.
Dang it!
This is like the baby Macy parade.
Okay, so you're like a JCPenney.
Yeah, JC. Yes.
JCPenney's fire. I don't know why I just roasted them.
All right.
But I think that's, what's your overall grade?
Oh, yeah, we have to do overall grade. I give this a B.
A B?
Yeah. It had real potential to be an A, and then there was some letdowns. I wanted to see. I really wanted to see NXT win the men's Survivor Series match.
Yeah.
And. I can't, again, it's hard to grade it because I didn't watch it in person, but from results only, it was a B show.
I feel like for every pay-per-view, one of us has to watch the matches.
Yes.
Because we need to work on that. Like,
yes.
Because some of like our schedules are like a bit confusing.
Yes.
And every time I talk to Chris, he just doesn't seem interested.
I'm like, because you talk to me, it's like 11:30 at night. I just got done doing literally everything there is to possibly do. And I'll be like, and you'll be like, hey, yeah, plan this for CCT tomorrow. It's like, all right.
Well, yeah, but my grade, what would my grade be? See, build up wise, A plus.
Yeah, the build was great. Did you see NXT riding in on the tank?
Did.
Yeah, that was great.
You can't beat that, dude. You just can't. AEW has nothing on it. We will eventually get back to AEW. I mean, not much happened with them.
AEW's just been doing their own thing.
But, you know, I did hear a little birdie told me there's a new Intercontinental Championship.
Ooh, yes. We have time to talk about it.
Actually, let me get my grade first, and then we'll talk about that. My grade. See, like, I was so hyped for this. I'd give it a B+. It's just certain matches that I didn't like. Of course, the Triple Threat I do not like at all. All
right. Well, as Kobe said, there's a new Intercontinental Championship.
Yes.
My opinion, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a nice, slick, black-looking title.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, I knew they were going to replace, they said they were replacing two titles. I saw leaks that two titles were going to be changed.
I heard that too.
And we got the change of the Universal title, so it's like, okay, what's the next one? I thought it was going to be the WWE title or the North American title. It wasn't. It was the NXT title. Not the NXT, the Intercontinental title. And, like, in my opinion, that was a title that didn't need to be changed.
I would agree it needed to.
Okay, I see why they wanted to change it because, you know, the person who brought back the white strap is now working for your competitor, Cody Rhodes. But again, the white title was beautiful. It looked nice. This black title, don't get me wrong, it's beautiful looking. And the photo shoot they did with it after the show, it's like, okay, it's hard to hate this title.
You know what it kind of reminds me of?
What?
The Ring of Honor title.
Yes, I was thinking of it.
It has that circle, like, and of course, black and gold vibes. Yes.
Again, it's a nice looking title. If you haven't seen it, you can go on WWE.com.
Yeah.
You can see the whole photo shoot. You can see Sami Zayn giving the title to Shinsuke.
Yeah. Let's just hope the Miz can win. Sorry, I'm just very Miz, like, loving. It's just because he hasn't done anything, really. Yes,
we'll talk about this later. I love the Miz. If we ever do a top 10 favorite wrestlers, which
he's
I know you already
three.
Did. Yeah, Miz is easily in my top three, top five.
I did do that, but that was all time, and I didn't. I wanted to put the Miz, but like, all
right. Well, maybe we'll do a top 10 current wrestlers of our generation.
Of course. Ooh, that would be a, like the six. Like we should do a series like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Ooh, everything.
Like, ideas are bursting.
Yes,
let's go.
But the problem is, anything before the 90s, I'm kind of like fuzzy about.
That's why we have Google.
I guess that's true, but. You're going to tell when we get to there. It's going to be very much who is dominating and who WWE chooses to put on their network all the time.
We will definitely have to do that.
Yes.
I mean, we probably won't go all the way back like 60s, but we'll consider what year. All
right.
And we'll get to you.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the CCT by DDT. Well, I got that backwards. The DDT by CCT. There it is.
Yeah, there you go.
This has been Chris Morris.
This is Kobe Clark.
Have a great day.